Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Get Facts podcast. Obviously, we know that Johnny's not been too well of late. I am James, of course, but he is here with us.
I am. My name's Johnny, and I'm better-ish.
He's sort of better. Regular listeners won't know that Johnny has had a camera up his arse.
Oh my word! It was horrible.
We will get on to that. So that's part of the reason things might be... I mean, there's not really a topic as such.
No, it's just me whinging about the NHS.
Hey, you shouldn't whinge about the NHS, but we should be lucky we've got it.
We are lucky we've got it, but my God. I don't know. We'll get on to it anyway.
Yeah, we'll get on to it. We've also got Geordie Tale, Jeremy Kyle, and first of all, I think we should... We should come on to the dog incident.
Oh, yes.
The dog in the night time, Johnny.
Yeah.
As it were.
Oh, my word. So, what happened was, right, this isn't a joke. This isn't exaggerated for comedy purposes.
I wish it was a joke. I had a phone call at 12:30 at night about this.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you what actually... Did I tell you the rest of the story, what happened after I spoke to you?
I think you've told me bits, yeah, but if you want to tell me, I mean, I'll tell the listeners, certainly.
I'll tell you now. So, I'm sat in the pub, right, and the sheepdog walks in.
This is not a joke.
Right, sheepdog walks into a pub, right? And everyone's like, oh, it's escaped from a nearby farm, it's escaped from a nearby farm. It had no tag on saying where it lived.
Yeah.
Right? So they said, kick it out, it'll find its own way home.
Yeah.
And I said, nah, not on my watch. I'm not letting this poor little innocent animal be let free to go outside where it'll get ran over and injured. So I grabbed hold of it by the collar and I brought it home. Right? I thought, dead easy, I'll ring the RSPCA, they'll come and pick it up, jobs are good, and I've done my good deed for the day.
Yeah, bearing in mind, it was a farm dog.
It was a farm dog, genuinely a farm dog. And you know when it was a farm dog? By the way it fucking smelt.
Well, I just think, we knew it was a farm dog, given that it was a border collie, and it was out and about in, like, a sort of a...
In the pig district.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you should have known to just leave it alone.
Well, I couldn't, right? So first thing I did, named it Zeus.
Yeah, as you do. So
did that in the
when
pub.
When you find a dog, first thing you do is give it a name. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And
despite
then
you're. It's not your dog.
No, but then you're attached to it, and it stops you killing it later.
Okay. Yeah.
So I ring the RSPCA, right?
Yeah.
Bring, 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 bring.
Hello. How's it going, mate? It's Rolf here.
Hi there. Is that the RSPCA?
It is, mate.
Good, because I've got a stray dog that I found.
All right. Crikey. What do you want me to do about it?
Well, can you come and collect it, please? Pick it up.
Ah, a bit busy, mate. A bit busy with all the prison time I've got to do in there.
Yeah, they don't...
They don't
pick dogs up.
They don't pick dogs up.
Said, sorry, Mr. Murphy. We don't pick up dogs unless they're in immediate danger.
He said, I've got a knife.
Well, so what do you expect? What do you suggest I do, then? Say, well, you'll have to leave it. Wait till the morning when your local dog warden opens and give it to him.
Right.
So I'm like, brilliant, I've got a fucking pal for the night.
Is that a thing, a dog warden?
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought it was in films, on like Beethoven and that.
Yeah, no, there's a local dog warden.
Okay.
So, which is, it sounds like it could be a good job.
Well, it does, unless you're a nasty bastard.
Well, yeah, but then you've got your little stick with a hoop on the end, haven't you?
Being a dog walker just as a job.
I'd walk dogs for a laugh. I like them.
No, I'd do it as a job.
Yeah.
A dog walker, but anyway.
So they don't say, I've got this dog for the night, right? So I'd made mince and veg for me dinner for the next day. Right, so I put that on a plate.
On a plate, knife and fork.
Yeah.
Sat him down.
Yeah, the plate you ate off last week. And then I got a pan, like a frying pan full of water. Because the dog was quite excitable and scared.
Of course.
So.
Sheep dog, wired to fuck, thinking, where's the sheep and why am I indoors? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so I put the water in like a frying pan so it had like a low centre of gravity.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't knock it over or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm already thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
And then we sit. We had a cuddle on the settee for a bit. And then
then you got your pants off and he said, this is weird.
So then I took him for a walk around the block.
Yeah. Where, still have his knackers?
Yes. That's right. How we knew he was a boy.
Right.
Right. So
you can tell if it's a girl or a boy, even if it's not got knackers, you know.
Oh, right. Well, this one definitely had knackers.
Because right. He still had the lipstick.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, sorry, come on.
So what, the girl one's wear lipstick? That's not very gender neutral of you.
The boy one has a little pouch of a lipstick in it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to rub your lips on it.
No, you're not, no. It's frowned upon.
You get sent to court.
Right, so I took him, I've got like this little keychain here. It's about,
that's not good for the listener, is it?
It's about 8 inches long bit of material, so I wrap that around
his... 8 inches, that?
Is it? 10 inches, then. So I put that round his collar anyway.
Right, yeah.
And I'm walking him around the block, but he's got his head to the floor sniffing for stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm bent double.
Home problem.
Yeah, I'm bent double, hobbling after this dog half cut.
Yeah.
And he kept running in front of me, so eventually he managed to trip me up.
Yeah.
And that's when I should have just let go of him and let him go then. When it was 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm sat there with this dog looking at me like I'm a prick on my arse in the street.
No respect for him whatsoever.
Yeah, none whatsoever. So I says, right, so we get him home and I says, right, Zeus, bedtime. So I say sorry, just a really weird notification came up then. There's a friend request from someone called Digs for Dogs.
Let's that's not that wasn't planned by me.
Yeah. So I totally thought, yeah, so it's bedtime, so I says, right, no night, Zeus, and I go to bed. And all of a sudden, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
Knocking on for his dog back.
No, it's the dog doing laps up and down me fucking stairs.
Right. Why?
He just wouldn't settle. He was running up and down the stairs and running up
running.
And down. Running. So I can't sleep. So I thought, right, maybe if he gets in bed, if he's with someone, that'll chill him out. Right. So
in bed with a dog.
Yeah, make all the jokes you like about me bringing dogs home, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sat there. I'm laying in bed. This dog next to me. And he just... just starts licking the back of me fucking head.
So well, I thought... Well, it could be his own nads, couldn't it?
I'd rather, as long as he was doing it quietly. So then eventually, by somehow, I managed to fall asleep. And I woke up by this almighty fucking clattering. Right? What the fuck was that? So I come downstairs. He's
Did
had
you
his...
forget you'd had the dog at
Yeah. I went downstairs and he's been up. And his... me slow cooker was on.
Yeah.
Right? Full of chicken and gravy.
Yeah.
And he's pulled it onto himself. And it's gone all over the kitchen. It was like a dirty bomb had gone... a dirty protest had gone off. Right,
and he's got chicken and gravy all over him.
All over him, all over the kitchen. Right?
Is he eating it, or is he just running around?
Well, I'm there with a bit of kitchen roll, trying to mop it up, and it was the whole thing.
Yeah,
it was a 4 foot radius, all up the walls and everything. Right? I think you can still see a bit.
Oh, for fuck! You've actually not cleaned it all up, have you? And this was like 3 weeks
ago. I have cleaned most of it up. So then it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm there.
I'm gonna have a cherry tomato while you tell the story.
Okay.
Oh,
pop that down there a second.
Because that's the animal
you've got. No, she's already had a treat today.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
Right, so it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm there, in my underpants, I'm using kitchen roll to clean one half of the kitchen, while the dog's licking the other half, right?
I don't know if he helped you.
So he did, he helped, that was nice of him. So then I finally get that, put all the kitchen roll in a plastic bag, go back up to his bed. Now, falling asleep again, and then
you
rush...
got no dinner the next day.
No, he's already had me dinner for the next day, and for the next week, so I'm already a week out of dinner, right? And then I hear this rustling. I thought, what the fuck's he doing now, right?
Cattle. He's rustling cattle.
Yeah, rustling cattle. He was in the carrier bag, eating the kitchen roll with the gravy on it. Right? So then, it's now 2:30 in the morning.
Dog with ADHD.
It's now 2:30 in the morning, and I'm outside in my underpants, emptying the bin. Right? So then I go back upstairs, and I go back to sleep. Right?
Yep.
And then he starts licking my face. Right? Oh, for fuck's sake. So I wake up again.
You know how much sheep shit that dog is at and it's licking your face?
Well, exactly. So I come downstairs to get a glass of water. Because by this point, I'm just done in with it all, right? It's now 3:30 in the morning. And I stand in something. And I thought, oh, shit.
And it was.
It wasn't, it was piss, right? And I looked and he hadn't pissed on me floor. What he'd done is, now I'm pointing at it, I've got this clothes horse that I leave out for all my clean clothes drying on. And that day I'd done a wash, right? And what he'd done is he'd cocked his leg up and pissed all over my clean clothes.
And you still didn't open the front door and throw the fucker out?
No, I couldn't. So, because this is what helps to name him. We had a connection at this point. So then the next thing, so then it's now, like I say, it's 3:30 in the morning, and I'm there, still in my underpants, in my shower, watching a stray dog piss off my own foot. Right?
Yeah.
So I come out of the shower. Now, over Christmas, I've been a bit sad and lonely, right? Yeah. And I've been saving. I bought these little 4 Rudolph cakes. And when it was Christmas Day and I was sat having my dinner by myself, little Rudolph cakes, little chocolate cakes with a white chocolate Rudolph on top.
Right.
And when it was Christmas Day, and I was sat eating my Christmas dinner for one by myself, I had 2 little Rudolph cakes. And then, when the clock struck 12 at midnight on New Year's Eve, and I was sat here by myself drinking my whiskey, watching all the people on the telly setting off fireworks, having fun, being with their loved ones, I had a little Rudolph cake. Cheer myself up.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta
then
do.
There was one more Rudolph cake left, and I thought, you know what, I'm not gonna eat that now. I'm gonna defer my gratification. Well, I left it, I had it on my bedside table. And I thought, when I wake up in the night, if you ever wake up in the night feeling a bit hopeless, a bit sad, a bit depressed, a bit
yeah,
despair,
I'll
have a bit of Rudolph cake, that'll cheer me up.
Does it have a red cherry as his nose?
No, it didn't, no, just white chocolate. And as I came out the shower and I came back in my bedroom, I looked round. And the little bastard had his nose in the box and he'd eaten me last Rudolph cake.
Not good for dark chocolate, is it?
No. So that was that. So after he's trashed my house, ate me cake, I then took him to the dog warden the next day and they took him away to look after him.
Not heard anything since?
No, well, I'd phoned around, before I took him to the dog warden, I phoned around all like the local vets just in case anyone had reported him missing. And they said they had him, but they took my details anyway, and just as I gave him to the dog warden, like, I got back home, and then my phone rang. And it was someone saying, it was from one of the vets saying, oh, we think we found his owner. So I said, oh, he's with the dog warden. I said, I'm sure we got home safe.
Mm.
But that was Johnny's tale of why to never do a nice thing.
So there you go. Johnny, you live, you learn. You're too nice sometimes.
I am,
that
I know.
Dog took your kindness for a weakness.
It did.
And it also took your chocolate cake. So... I've got this as well to talk about. Talking of chocolate, Toffee Crisp.
I love a Toffee Crisp.
Jeremy Kyle guest, Mark, accused ex-partner Joanne of using a Toffee Crisp wrapper as a condom. Jeremy quipped he was glad he'd wrapped it in something. Mark was there to get his nightmare ex out of his life after she demanded rough sex from him and accused him of assaulting her in the street. He also stated Joanne accused him of beating her up over a chocolate bar. Mark later confessed to stealing a Galaxy bar. Just on that note, have you ever used anything other than a condom as a condom?
This is going to be quite a short section, mate. No, I haven't.
Have you not?
No.
I mean, I've not.
What, like a bin bag and a leggy band?
What do you think you could use?
A bin bag and a leggy band.
Balloon? Like a novelty one.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, we're now eating fig rolls. This is not good.
I love a fig roll.
I don't. You could use like a balloon, like an. What are the people like, called?
A balloon modeler.
Yeah, one of
them. Right, in the shape of a poodle.
Like a long. No, I mean like without changing it into a shape.
Oh, all right, yeah.
You could use one of them, but then I thought. If you're a balloon modeler and you had access to these balloons, you could just make a flashlight out of it.
Ooh, yeah.
Like a little minge.
Yeah.
A balloon minge.
Yeah, that'd be dead easy to do that as well.
Just fold it back on itself.
Yeah. And then twist it at the end.
Yeah. Like a giant clitoris.
Yeah.
Just.
I like it, mate, yeah. It's not funny, but I like it.
No, again, we're on to stuff. I don't know how you want to do this. You want to talk about your examination?
Well, we're getting on for 15 minutes in now. About 14 minutes we're into this, and I think people are desperate to know what happened to me.
Sure, of course.
Alright, so my mum and dad came to look after me.
Yeah. So you've not been well, have you?
No, I've been very, very ill.
You, I think you had... You were spewing up in that, weren't you?
Oh yeah, I was shitting blood and throwing up.
Well, there you
go. It was horrible. So, day before, 2 days before, I have to start this intense course of laxatives. And my God, you know when they say something goes through you like a dose of salt? This was a dose of salt.
Who says that?
It's a saying, isn't it?
Ooh, it's gone through me like a dose of salt. No one says that.
Yeah, I'm going to go through you like a dose of salt. Are you going to be nasty to someone?
I'm going
to
assault you.
Yeah. Right, so, oh my God, it was like, well, I mean, let's say what it was like, James. It was like pissing out my arsehole.
Yeah.
It was rough. It was, honestly, it was horrible. So, that was that. And then I go into the hospital. Now, my mum had said, listen, right, don't be a fanny about this. I don't want to be sat in hospital all day with you, right? So, if they ask you if you want sedating, just say no and get on with it.
Right, this is your mum telling you
this. This is my mum telling me this, right?
Yeah.
So we've got better things to do than wait for you to come round. I'm like, oh, thanks, Mum. You know that you've come all this way to look after me and now you just want me in as much pain as possible. So this says, right, so then the nurse comes in and you get all undressed and put your fancy frock on with your hole at the back and that.
Yeah. Did you intend to put it on the way round?
I was a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I would have done that.
And she says, so you've been sedated today? And I said, no, just get it done. She went, oh, really? And I went, yeah, I know some people who've had it done and they've told me it doesn't hurt. And she went, oh, right, well, I mean, I guess it depends. So I'm like, hang on, how much is this going to hurt? She was like, you'll be fine. So I'm already having doubts about how much this is going to hurt, right?
Yeah.
And then you walk through, and you lay on this bed.
No, because... You're missing a bit here, because was there not chocolate smeared on the seat next to you in the waiting room?
Oh, yeah, there was, yeah. Yeah, there was this brown mark on the seat next to us in the waiting room. And the receptionist was obviously, as we walked in, the receptionist was saying to this nurse, have you spoken to her, like, whatever she was called? Like, we need her in here now. I'm pretty sure it's only chocolate, but we need her in here now.
Right.
And then the cleaner came and cleaned it up.
Didn't, another thing that also happened, couldn't you hear... The nurse reassuring someone? Sort of
you sat there waiting to go in. They put you into like a little... They've got like the main waiting room, and then you go into like a secondary waiting room where only patients are allowed.
Right, so you're not with your mum at this point?
No, because it's to keep everyone's dignity intact. Only right. Patients are allowed in there. And then, you just heard this guy going, oh!
An Elvis impersonator.
Yeah. And this nurse going, you're doing great. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm not being fucking sedated for this.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm all shook up, thank you very much.
Oh, well, he will have been shook up if they did the same to him.
So, were you speaking to any patients?
No, I didn't see anyone else.
Right.
Right, so then I'm in there, right, and then they put this camera up. Now, at first, it doesn't really hurt. You can't really feel anything. So, probably because of all the
dirty
anal
boy.
Sex I have, right?
Boy. All the fisting.
Yeah, so it's a bit tight, but it's not... You know, you can't... It doesn't hurt at all, right?
And who's in the room with you at this point? The doctor and the nurse?
No,
and
there's
a television screen.
There's three nurses and right. A tele screen.
And no doctor?
No doctor. I'll get onto the three nurses, right?
Do they kiss each other? Because I've seen a lot of videos where they end up kissing each other.
They did, actually, yeah. And then they asked me to kiss them as well.
On the mouth?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's there, right? So I'm sat there, and I'm thinking, this isn't... And they've given me, gas and air, like what you get when you're pregnant.
Mm.
They give me one of them.
Yeah.
Said, if it gets too much, have a go on this gas and air, right?
You're thinking, brilliant.
And I'm thinking, well, it doesn't hurt, but I'll have some gas and air. So right? Start going all light-headed and that, and I'm like, yeah. And then it starts getting uncomfortable.
Right.
Right, and the first thing that bothered me was, now obviously I get, right, that to them this is just their job, this is what they do every single day, so it's nothing special to them.
Yeah.
But to me it is.
Of course.
And actually, if they could like at least pretend that they were professionals, I'd really appreciate that, right?
What were they saying, like?
So I'm there in this bed, laid on my side.
Yeah, knees up.
Knees into my chest on my side.
Yeah.
Right, like fetal position.
Yeah.
Watching my own insides on a telly.
Big Sky, doesn't it?
Yeah, these three nurses. One of them sat down on a chair.
Yeah, she's doing a crossword.
She's doing very little. Right?
Yeah.
One of them's sat down with operating the camera.
Yeah. Sat down, though?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Right, and the third one is stood up, and it was her job to occasionally touch me on the shoulder and tell me how well I'm doing.
Right, yeah.
Right? Now, at this point, they fill you with air. So they inflate your intestine.
Right.
So they can have a proper look around. And that's like a really, really bad stomach cramp.
Feels like you need to fart.
Yeah, but what I was doing, because they didn't tell me, like, fart. That's what they want you to do, to release it a bit. But I was thinking, oh, no, and it feels like you're having a poo. So I was trying to hold it in so that I didn't shit on the camera. Right? And I'm in fucking agony with it. It really did hurt, right? Yeah. And
you know when they were, like, when it was in and out, was it not like, was it not a little bit, you know,
Well, no, because it's just in.
Right.
And then they go further and further in. It goes right the way up to, like, your diaphragm. Imagine where your intestines are. You can feel it, like, around the middle of your stomach.
Right, okay.
You know, it goes right up, and it's just horrible. And then, anyway, so I'm there. I'm in agony. I've got me gas in there. Yeah. And I'm looking. And the nurse who's stood up says, hey, you know, girls, I was reading the other day, you burn more calories if you stand up for your job than if you sit down. And they're all going, hey, really? Said, yeah.
And went, I can't be bothered with that today.
And she said, oh, yeah. So I was thinking, when we have our break, I can probably have an extra Kit Kat. I wonder how many calories are in a Kit Kat. And they're all sat there. I'm there. You fucking bastards, right?
And she went, two fingers or four. And you went, just the camera, thanks.
I'm sat there. And then what happened was I was thinking, like, I need to tell these, right? I need to tell them to fuck off about Kit Kats and focus on me, because I'm the one who's fucking dying here, right? And then I started laughing at myself because I thought, this is fucking surreal. And then I was laughing, but it really hurt. And then she was wobbling the camera
because
I was, like, laughing and that. And then the picture's going all funny, so I'm laughing more. And then, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you crying? And I'm like, no, I'm just laughing because you're talking about Kit Kats and I'm precious. And that was that. And then the wheel you're out. So then they pull it out finally.
Right? What's that like? Is that fun? I mean, how long does it take? Is it like on a string?
About half an hour.
Is it coming out for ages?
Yeah, it's like a tube.
Yeah.
And it goes right up your nose. Oh yeah, it goes all. I'll show you a picture of how far it goes. So then you're full of gas, right? Yeah. So you have to fart.
Yeah.
Because you've still got this stomach cramp, right? So
you put in a special room, is it like a sauna with other men? It's like full of steam, but you realise it's all fart.
Almost. So I did a little trump on the table while I was still in the room, and they went, well done, that's what we want.
Bit of a protest.
So I'm being congratulated for farting.
And your gown was sort of fluttering.
Yeah. Oh no, it did, it was coming out. And then I went into this room and they say, right, now what you need to do is you need to lie on your right hand side, because that's the way you bowel sits or whatever, that's the easiest position for you to pass wind in. So they wheel you into this room where there's about 10 other blokes, and they're all just sat there, all facing the same wall, waiting to fucking fart so they can put their hand up and go home. Right? So, and then they wheel this other bloke in. Now, bear in mind, right?
That's the job I would want in the NHS, just in the room where the blokes go, can I go? Yeah, sorted, mate. Good and cracking one, that. Oh, bit of a louder one from you before you go.
Yeah, so I need to explain this properly for the listener so they understand it, right? Everyone on this room has been wheeled in on a bed and is facing the right-hand side, right? So then I'm sat there trying to fart, and then they wheel this other bloke in, and they put him in front of me. He's also facing right and trying. Yeah, I said, you can turn that fuck around for a start. Oh, that was the other brilliant joke I did as well. Because I'd like to make myself laugh in these situations, right? And the nurses, they don't have much of a sense of humour. So she said, they're going through, like, the check. Have you got, you know, diabetes, heart conditions, this, that and the other, right? And then she said, have you got any loose teeth, crowns or loose... any false teeth, crowns or loose fillings? And I said, Jesus, how rough are you going to be with that thing? Yeah, nothing.
I mean, and nurses are supposed to be comical. Apparently they've got the best sense of humour, so I don't know where you got that from, but...
Well, these three didn't.
Maybe it was in the delivery.
Yeah, maybe.
Kit Kat Chunky did she have? I'm just still thinking about her. Kit Kat, did you know?
I've no idea, no. No, I really wanted to as I left.
You got a little biscuit, didn't you, and a bread?
Got a little Garibaldi's and a cup of tea. Right, that'll do me. I do like biscuits, but I've We're going out for tea, and I think I might have eaten too many fig rolls if I keep going.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was me health.
So that's your health and all good news then so far, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not dying, so there will be more content. Everyone's going, oh, for fuck's sake now.
But, again, yeah.
Yeah. There will be more content.
Perfect. Johnny, I found one of your stories.
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's see it then.
Well, you've already done it. Anal of the North, you called this one.
Oh, I like that, actually.
I don't know why you called it that, but there we go. Okay. It was a cold night as Peter stumbled drunk across the Gateshead Bridge with his hands shoved in his pockets. His Nokia 3310 vibrated, a recent purchase from Cash Converters. A text message appeared on the screen as he fumbled to unlock it. "Got a few tinnies of Nuki Brown if you're interested," it read. He'd already had too much, he knew that, but by the power of the almighty Lord Kevin Keegan, he was going to do his best to accept the offer. The message was from his good pal Ken, who had been good friends with since they were working on the tools down Biker Way.
Well done, Google places in Newcastle, I like it.
No, but this was, I'm not from this area, am I? That was the 80s and 90s. The last time any of them had worked. Peter was reluctant to drop by at Ken's, given the amount of hardcore porn he had on VHS. You name it, Ken had seen it, or had owned a copy of it, if it involved sex. Despite this, the temptation of a lukewarm Nuki Brown was too great to turn down. As he got in through the door, Peter realised Ken had been drinking for some time. "I've got a new bluey," he said proudly. Before Peter could object, the whirring of the tape player had begun and a crudely filmed home video played. "It's a lass from up the road." As the fuzz of the screen faded and the sound paired up with the picture, Peter's eyes widened at what he saw. "Oh wait, that's me sister, you dirty bastard." So there you go, that's Anal of the North.
I like that.
That you... Well, yeah, well written, mate, I think that one.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I did very well to write that, didn't I?
You did. Well done, mate. Congrats. That's pretty much all I've got.
I've got another story.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, about why I was laughing in the co-op today.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I went
to remind you of this, weren't I?
Yeah, so we're going out, by the way, for a curry. Me and my mate James here.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because I tried to make us a curry and I fucked it up.
Balls it up. So that means it could be potentially a drunken curry podcast coming up later on this evening for a week's time. But hey,
yeah.
We'll see.
So I've gone to the co-op to buy all my spices and things that I needed.
Yeah.
Now I tried to make it into a game, right? Mm. So what I did was I read the recipe for how to make a Rogan Josh.
Yeah. And just before you carry on, Johnny, sorry to interrupt. You texted me this and said I've come up with a game. I personally didn't think this was a game. Let's see if the listener thinks this is a perfectly good game.
Yeah, so it absolutely...
And bear in mind, we are going out for a curry. So we know how this game panned out, as you were.
Right. So I decided that what I would do is I'd look at the recipe for a Rogan Josh.
Yeah.
Right? And
normal
then,
so far.
Right. But then just go to the shop
and
buy the things I remembered. So, like...
And that's the game, is it?
Yeah, so I got most of it, right? And then I went and I got the things in my trolley. I thought, that's not much. So then I started buying things that looked like they would go in a curry. Do you want to know what I bought?
Go on. Well, there's all sorts knocking about here.
Yeah.
Grapes?
No, the grapes weren't for that.
Oh, he's got all sorts of spices and...
Yeah, so I've got a little selection here. I got some tomatoes. They weren't on the recipe, but I thought I'd probably
pretty
go in.
Standard, yeah.
Yeah, got some peppers.
Yeah.
Thought chuck them in. Got an aubergine, some carrots.
Yeah, that
bit
works.
Bit of veg, bulk
carrots.
It out.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I got cumin.
Yeah.
Chili powder.
Yeah.
Garam masala.
That definitely goes in a curry if you're making it from scratch.
Paprika. And cardamom pods.
Cardamom pods.
Yeah.
Like it's from outer space. Okay.
Yeah. And then I got some chilies.
Yeah.
Like actual ones to put in for authenticity. Bay leaves, bit of ginger.
For authenticity, you say like you were going to like get on the sunbeds or something. Serve it to me with some music on in the background. Why did it need to be authentic?
I just wanted you to enjoy your night, that's all.
Yeah, so what happened? So you played this game where you guessed the ingredients.
So I came and I actually made it and I put it all in and it was smelling, genuinely, it was smelling absolutely lush. And then I went to put the yoghurt in.
Yeah.
And it all just curdled. Mm. And then it was game over.
So you fucked that up, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. But while I was in the co-op, all those different spices that I bought, for some reason, it didn't like the pots. So every time I scanned it,
yeah,
and then put it in the bag, and a little error message would play.
Yeah, it does me, I
did
that.
Right, but it did it on every single one of those things I've just bought.
Yeah, okay.
So it did it loads, right? And now I started laughing at what it was saying.
What was it saying?
Right, well, on the last one, I managed to film it. Right?
Great.
So... And I was like, well, if she just put down that vibrator and come and sort out the groceries.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, if you ever wonder why the staff in the co-op are always so chipper, it's usually because the assistant is coming.
Yeah, and if you ever wonder why they're always low on cucumbers.
Yes.
So there you go. Brilliant. You got anything else you want to add this week? We're back. We're going to be doing it more frequently, more regularly.
No, just I'm glad I'm not dying.
Yeah, we're all glad that you're not dying.
Yeah, although I might be dying of hunger soon.
So we are going to go out for something to eat. This will be probably heavily edited, this podcast, in terms of...
No, it won't, because we've only done 31 minutes, so no. It's all going to be stuck in.
Yeah, I'm saying we're going to be doing bits, other bits, maybe.
Oh, all right, yeah.
We'll see, because if it's not on there, you'll be like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Right.
Fingers crossed it will be. We will be back next week with some more content. Could well be a drunken curry podcast, because we're going for a curry and to the pub.
Yes, we are.
So,
pub.
Apparently some Russian bird that's in on a Tuesday. It's not a Tuesday, so I don't know why Johnny got so excited about that.
Yeah.
But we shall see. A few games of pool, maybe?
Oh, yes. I think I've got some coppers.
Have you got some 50p's?
I've got some
50p's. That's my 50. I'm on next. Leave it alone.
That'll be us tonight.
Have you got any chalk, pal?
Stuff like that. Don't know. What else would you say during a game of pool?
Trying to fit in. I'd be like, oh, excellent stick you've got there.
That's what you say in a gay club. Nah. No, you'd say things like, oh, sorry, it's a bit of a tight squeeze in it. Do you mind if I just, you know, if like you, someone's having a drink and you knit like,
oh yeah, yeah,
you're backing into them like with your stroke. You don't want that, do you?
No.
Alright guys, thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
You can email us
at getfatcast@gmail.com.
You can leave us a nice 5-star review on iTunes.
Yeah, which you won't, we know that by now.
You know, just make, like, if you've already done it, just make up another account. Like, it's not, it takes 2 minutes, doesn't it, Johnny?
Exactly, and we just want to be famous.
Well, I don't really want to be famous, it's just nice to get some recognition. And yes, you can follow us on Twitter at getfatcast.
Yeah.
Please subscribe to this shite.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.